All right, that does it for Screaming Set number 2. That was Explorator doing Grimhet. Before that was Mock Execution doing Apocalypse Now. Living World doing Earthling Man. Iron Lung doing Everything is Void. Verdict doing Bound to Fail. Night Feeder, Species on the Brink. Otto doing Dog Eat Dog. And Ateraz doing Under the Shadow to start things off. And as a reminder, you are listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Thanks for tuning in every week. This is Rob, and I'm going to continue with my best of 2022. The next track you're going to hear is a band called Tenso, and it goes something like this.
I'm not afraid to die. because I own my body. My body is not a political playground. It's not a place for legislation. It's mine. And it's my future.
I don't owe you a fucking thing!
That does it for my third set of the best of 2022. That was Body Farm doing IOU. That's another song that I have probably played on at least a few radio shows in the past year. Such a freaking great song. Before that, and great band. Great live, great on record. Check them out. Before that was Basuko, who popped on the scene earlier this year with an EP, and I saw their very first show, and they were stunningly good. They did a track called Wealth Hoarders, Yambag doing Diversity, Verdict doing Only Rich Lives Matter, Frisk doing Underneath the Mask, Gefir doing Last Generation, and we started everything off with a band called Tenso. So coming up next, we've got a fourth, sixth set of tunes. Going to kick off this set with a band I just learned about, thanks to my buddy Tim, who introduced me to this band, The Annihilated, and they're doing a track called Liberation. And if you've never heard them, which you probably haven't, get online, check them out. Their LP is so sick. All right, with no further ado, here we go. We'll be right back. All right, that does it for my final set of the best of 2022. That last track you heard was Black Dog doing Gnashing of Teeth, Savage Heads doing Scapegoats, Proton doing Corporate Bloodlust, Heavy Discipline doing Loud and Proud, Yellowcake doing Can You See the Future, Chainsaw doing Knife, Andre Krieg doing Destroyer, Nosferatu doing No Flags Fly Here, and we started everything off with The Annihilated doing a track called Liberation. Want to remind you, you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll. My name is Rob, and we have a weekly cast of DJs who bring you the greatest in punk rock from around the world. So please tune in every week and check us out. I want to remind you, you can send in things for review or potential radio airplay. Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the good old USA. You can always email us radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com. Check us out on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And that about wraps it up. I'm going to close things out here with one more track for you from pretty much the hottest record label right now, Roach Leg Records. Everything they touch is gold. It's like the gnarliest, heaviest, rockinest punk in all the lands. So be sure to check out that record label. I've already played one or two tracks from them on this show, and I'm going to end it with another one. This came out in early 2022. It's a band called Xero, and the song is called Abuso de Porta, and it is ripping. See you next time.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is Bird Note. Hear those chicks calling? They're nestlings at a great blue heron colony. During the winter and early spring, herons make their nests out of sticks and twigs high in the treetops. The male heron delivers the supplies, stick by stick, to the nest as the female arranges things. First, she wedges a strong stick near the main branch of a large fir, spruce, or cottonwood tree to make the core of the nest support. Then she adds other sturdy sticks and branches, delivered by her partner. And finally, she weaves more flexible twigs around the base to lock things in place safely for her young. After she lays her eggs, she and her partner take turns incubating the eggs for 28 days. By the time they're 6 or 7 weeks old, the young begin to test the limits of their nest. If they survive predators like eagles, hawks, or crows, they'll grow to full adult size after 60 days or so. Their wingspan will be up to 6 feet. Ah, music to the heron parents' ears. Healthy, growing fledglings ready to take off. These parents built the perfect childhood home for their young without blueprints, architects, or engineers. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram @BirdNoteRadio.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.